I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of...
Hi. Hello. Welcome back to the Train It Right Life podcast. My dogs are looking at me like I'm talking to them. However, I'm talking to you, the beautiful people who have liked, subscribed. Podcast rule number 101. Put your phone on silent. Liked, subscribed, found this podcast wherever in the world you are. You are supporting me and somehow find what I have to say relevant, interesting, fun, entertaining, or all of the above. Or you're just listening because you hate me and you want to see what the frick I'm talking about and make fun of me. That's cool too. Either way, you're listening and I appreciate you. With that said, yes, welcome back to my podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Alicia Bell. I am an IFBB figure pro. I reside in Canada, Toronto area, Burlington to be exact. I am part of Team HD, sponsored athlete with HD Muscle. I do online training. I wear many hats and many roles, and I work with a lot of people on a lot of different things, all having to do with sports and fitness, as well as I've been on multiple commercials, TV shows, and whatnot. I have a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, and yeah, I think that's a decent background for those of you who don't know who I am and have just stumbled upon this podcast. You can find me on socials. Everything is at Train It Right. TRAINITRIGHT. Train It Right. www.trainitright.com. Instagram, Train It Right. Twitter, Train It Right. YouTube, Train It Right. Okay, you get the idea. I'm training it right. I do this podcast unscripted, unoutlined, and usually just with a thought and an idea in my head when I sit down. And today, I kind of want to talk about a few things. I usually do 1 to 2 to 3 topics. Honestly, people have requested that my podcast go longer than 20-ish minutes, but I don't know if you guys realize that talking by yourself into a microphone for 20 minutes is actually pretty hard. And to go further than that, I really think that I would have to start planning out these podcasts. This is kind of a learn-as-you-go thing for me. I don't know if you've ever heard of Mel Robinson, the 5-second rule, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I did that when I started this podcast. I haven't finished her audiobook, actually, to be honest, because I've got a lot of books on the go because I love reading. But I was literally like, there's no time like the present. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Alicia, start the freaking podcast. Like, so I started it, and here we are. It exists. I'm really proud of myself. It's something that I had always wanted to do. That's neither here nor there. What I wanted to talk to you guys today about is doing things to impress others. Now, that means doing things to impress friends, to impress boyfriends, to impress people you're trying to be in a relationship with, to impress your family, to impress your parents, to impress the neighbors next door. End of the day, look at it this way, guys. You have one life to live, right? One singular life. You want to make the most of it. And I find a lot of people are living for others. They're living to show off what they can and can't do and what they've accomplished and what they have and the cars that they drive and the motorcycles they ride and the clothes that they wear to impress other people. And these people that you're trying to impress, number one, probably don't give a shit if they're your real friends. They're not caring what you're driving, what you're looking like. They want to be your friend because of who you are on the inside, right? And if they are judging you and they only want to be your friend because of a certain way you dress, a certain car you drive, certain clothes you wear, certain people you hang out with, these people are not your true friends. They're not people you should want in your life. Even if they're your family, these are not people that are genuine, okay? You need to stop living for other people. a problem with our society is today that we are so caught up with this fake reality. And that's what I'm going to call it. It's a fake reality. I'm guilty of it. I put fake reality on Instagram every damn day. A, I like modeling pictures. So B, that means that these modeling pictures are not in real time. C, therefore, I'm faking my life to an extent. Yes, it's me. But no, it's not me right now. It's not me in that photo shoot that I posted today. That was me last year in prep. And that's what I think all of us are guilty of, because I have a hard time personally posting myself when I'm not shredded, when I'm not lean, when I don't look a certain way. Therefore, I avoid it. I don't do it. I live in my own reality, and I'm not showing everyone the true reality. So it's a false sense of reality, and I'm using that because I'm scared. Are people going to say, oh, Alicia got fat? I'm not necessarily scared. Let me rephrase that, because you know me. Don't care. It's weird with me. Like me, I don't give a shit, right? I don't care what Joe Blow nobody from Sudbury has to say. But in the end of the day, I kind of do, because I really care about my image as a fitness personality. I'm going to take my sweater off. Hold on. Ugh. I do care. I care about how I'm perceived, and I want to be perceived in a certain way. And I'm also uncomfortable posting my body when it's something that I don't really enjoy. So I'm guilty of it. But I know my friends and my family and the people that are close to me don't care what I look like. They know I work hard all year round. Sometimes I'm in prep, sometimes I'm not in prep, and they understand that. And that's where I don't have to do it to impress them. And I'm not posting it to impress other people on the internet. I'm posting it because that's what I prefer. However, there are some people doing it to impress other people. And those are the people that I'm speaking to, okay? We're all guilty of it. But it's, what is your purpose? Why are you spending money on these things? Why are you doing these things? Why are you hanging out with these people? And does it benefit you? Does it help you? Is it in your best interest? There's a lot of questions that you kind of need to ask when you're doing something and when you're looking at things, you know, from that perspective, okay? Now, that's just one topic. So stop living for other people, okay? Stop doing things to impress people that you don't know, that don't know you, that in 5 years from now probably aren't going to be your friends anyways. Can you name somebody that you've been friends with for 10 years? I sure can't. I cannot. I have no idea. I mean, I'm not close friends with them. Sure, they're acquaintances, but do they know anything about my life? Probably not. Adonis has a bone. Okay, next topic. This topic, I was talking with my friend this morning, and we have a mutual acquaintance who lives with the glass half full, who's always struggling, always this, always that. But when someone told her something that she got offended about. Now, this person used to compete years and years and years ago, okay? She got offended when someone said, oh, my sister did X, Y, and Z program and lost all her baby weight. This person had the audacity to say, does he know who he's speaking to? Does he know who I am? No, he doesn't know who you are. He doesn't care who you are, and that's completely irrelevant, okay? Irrelevant. Now, and this person constantly lives with the fact that she thinks she deserves this, she thinks she deserves that, she thinks she deserves all these things. And she doesn't want to put in the work for it. She doesn't want to work. She doesn't want to pay her dues. So the second topic I want to talk about is paying your dues, okay? We've all paid our dues and things. You know, for people who are successful, nothing's been handed to them. They're continually learning. They're continually a work in progress. They're the people getting up early in the morning to get things done so then they can work. They're the people going home after work and working on their passions, okay? These people are not lazy. They're not looking for handouts. They're not expecting anything to be given to them. They're not expecting to be rewarded for nothing. I'm sorry. Welcome to 2020. Yes, there are opportunities, and by chance, things can happen. But if you sit home on your butt complaining all day, I can 98% guarantee that all these things that you want to happen to you, if you want to be a pro, if you want to lose weight, if you want to meet that guy, if you want to pay off your bills, sitting at home complaining and not paying your dues to get where you want to go isn't going to help, okay? If there's one thing I've learned, you know, I have struggled beyond belief, up, down, left, right, here, there, city to city, paycheck to paycheck. You know, sometimes days before rent is coming out, I don't even know if I can pay my rent. Life is not fucking easy. Do I ever give up? No. Do I ever ask for a handout? No. You know what I do? I fucking sit down and I make a game plan and I figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. So, example, I want to be a fucking pro. Alicia, what do you need to do to be a pro? You need to treat every day as if you're the overall. And you need to think to yourself, what would the overall do? What would that girl standing up there with the trophy, holding that pro card, what would she have done to get that card? Would she have an extra tablespoon of peanut butter? No. Is she going to stop her cardio 1 minute short? No. Is she going to put 70% effort into her cardio? No. She's going to put 110% effort into cardio. Is she going to skip a meal? No. If she has a busy day, is she going to skip a workout or cardio? No. She's going to go in at 11 o'clock at night, 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning. She's going to get it done with what she has to get done. That's what the overall is going to do. And that's what I did. I set out. I won. I did what I needed to do. End point blank of the story there. Okay? I've learned that over time, money comes and goes. Now, you know, you have highs and lows in everything in life. Money, health, fitness, love. Life is full of surprises and nothing is guaranteed or promised. No matter what, I try and keep this outlook for myself. I will always, always work hard at trying to be a better person than I was yesterday. That's what you can do, is control the controllables. And I know that if I have a goal, I'm not going to sit at home. I'm going to go out. I'm going to pay my dues in whatever way that is, for whatever the task is at hand that I need to get done. I'm going to continually to be a better person than I was yesterday. And along the way, I'm not going to try purposefully, although it happens, you hurt people. I'm not going to try to hurt people. I'm going to try and pick them up. I'm going to try and make them better. I'm going to try to teach them from the mistakes that I have made and what not to do so they don't make the same mistakes I did. And I'm talking about life, fitness, love, everything that I have made a mistake in the past and learned from. You're damn right. I'm teaching the people that come in my life that. I'm teaching my clients that. I used to teach my track kids that. When it goes back to track, yo, the things that I know now as a coach, an athlete, and a person, I wish I could go back and tell my former self and be like, A, B, C, D, E, and F, G, H, I, J, and K will make you a better athlete. And I would have been one. I wish, I loved my coaches to death, but you only know what you know, right? And at that time, they didn't know these things. They were great coaches at that time for me in my life, but there was so much more I could have done as a track athlete if I would have had all the knowledge that I have now. So when I coach track, I bring what I've learned to the table to teach these athletes to be a better athlete. The same thing in my programming, my nutrition for my prep clients. Mistakes I've learned in the past, foods that I have learned about and what does certain things to the body that I used to do and take and eat. And I know I would have got my pro card sooner if I would have done A, B, C, D, and E, but I didn't. I didn't know. I only know what I know now, right? But my goal is to be a better person and to help people be better by teaching them the knowledge that I know now. And I know that even if I'm struggling, if I continue to try and be a better person, God, Allah, whoever the heck you believe in, higher powers above, life, it will reward you in some way or another eventually. It is done with and for a purpose. And it, if you're making an impact in somebody else's life at the end of the day and you're giving it all, your all, you're not being lazy, you will be rewarded. You need to pay your dues. Okay? You need to pay your dues. I'll repeat that again. Look, life is short. When you look at the successful people in life, let's look at Jocko Willink. Let's look at Joe Rogan. Let's look at every athlete that you idolize and know about. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Usain Bolt, Clara Hughes. Let's look at, there's so many athletes, right? Tiger Woods. You know what they do? Yes, they're gifted. Yes, they are talented. But you know what? They're outworking everybody in many ways. You know, they're prioritizing sleep. They're getting extra training sessions in. They're not leaving the gym until they do A, B, and C. They're following a nutrition guideline. They're not cheating on their diet. They're following what their coach says. You know, they're following the plan. But then they're doing that pay your dues. For me, I paid my dues to get my pro card. Lord, guys, I came so close so many times, and I just kept going because I was so close, you know? And I knew I could do it, and I knew I could reach that goal, and I just pushed myself a little bit harder, a little bit harder, a little bit harder. I kept working. I didn't let defeat stop me. There's a lot of people who would give up, be like, oh, the judge is this, or oh, I'm never going to get my pro card because people say I'm too big, or blah, 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 blah. Like, those are things that I have faced. And I wanted to be a figure pro, and I am a figure pro, okay? Yes, once you're a pro, you can switch between categories. I don't plan on switching categories. But what I'm saying is I paid my dues. I showed up year after year. I worked on my imbalances. I worked on my my problem areas. I worked on my weaknesses. I continued to work on my strengths, making them even more strengths. You know, I didn't give up. I didn't go binge, and I didn't go cheat on my diet because I was sad because I wasn't where I wanted to be. Tell you one thing. You know when I got to where I wanted to be? The age of 34, turning 35, I won my pro card. Okay? So if you're 20, 21, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. You've got tons of time to do the things that you want to do, to pay your dues, and to put in the work. Try not to rush it, because I look back and I enjoyed the chase. I enjoyed the process of becoming who I am today. And all the things that I did led me to where I am now. And I paid my dues to get here. And I'm still paying dues to get where I want to go now in this sport. I'm not even anywhere as close to that. I'm a rookie, nobody pro. Hi, hello, my name's Alicia. I'm a rookie, nobody pro. Okay? I still want to make a name for myself. Some people say I'll never. There's so many pros. There's this, there's that. There's, you know what? I will, and I am willing to put in the work to be the best that I can be. And I hope that that will bring me to where I want to go. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be paying my dues along the way to where I'm supposed to be, to where I'm supposed to go, to what I'm supposed to be doing. And I have calmness in my heart that I am on the right path, wherever that is leading. So, yeah, those are my two topics for the day. And so this rounds out episode number 7 of the Train It Right Life. Thank you again for stopping by, listening to me rant about paying your dues. I hope you have a great rest of your week wherever you are. Please like this podcast. Give it some stars. Share it. Leave me a review. And, yeah. Have a great day, guys. Thanks so much. And I'll see you guys next week for the next episode.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting and I wanted to be a star.